Hi, I'm Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers in Mesquite.
And James Smith of Dalworth Clean.
I'm Rob Weir with Shades of Green in Frisco.
And Fred Marshall of Advanced Foundation Repair.
You're listening to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Now, once again, here's Neil.
All right, thank you very, very much, everybody. It's about 80 years of advertising there in those four companies, four people. Thank you. We are here to talk about plants at your place. Rick Williams has offered to come in today, our Texas certified nursery professional, to help in screening calls, and I am immensely grateful on this Easter Sunday. Happy Easter, everyone. If you are of the Christian faith, happy very, very special Easter day to you. And Rick, thank you very much. And to Lee Riza, thank you for running my program for me today. And to all of you who are listening as you kind of work through your very busy day probably, I thank you for taking some time with us. We have standing by right now, as we always do on Sunday morning, Jimmy Turner, Senior Director of the Gardens at the Dallas Arboretum. Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning, my friend.
You know what? When you guys, with your 66 acres, have new gardens that you put in, it's gotten so that now you're having to tuck them into spots, and it's sometimes possible that people could go by and not even see the entrance, which is the case at Red Maple Rill. It's just such a narrow little corridor you go back into, and then you say, oh, my gosh, look at all this. Looking pretty nice, huh?
Especially right now, I think it's kind of funny that, you know, we all think of Japanese maples as being that beautiful fall color. But I really think, and the truth is, here in Texas, they're really much prettier this time of year. And we've got every color nameable that they come in right now in the garden. And they are in full form.
Jimmy, people think of Japanese maples and they think of one or two varieties, or maybe they don't even realize that they're looking at different varieties. And they will when they come see them all side by side at Red Maple Rill. How many varieties do you have?
225 at the moment.
Good. <That's, laughs> you know, I thought it was about 125. I didn't know. 225 at the moment. I see. It could change by tomorrow.
You know me.
Oh, yeah, I do. I guess it could be. It could change a lot. All right. So how do we find Red Maple Rill? And then tell us about some that you want us to look at in particular. How do we find Red Maple Rill specifically at the Dallas Arboretum?
Well, if you're coming to the Dallas Arboretum, you're going down the Paseo de Flores, our main path, and you pass the DeGoria House, and you pass the trial garden, and you're heading towards the camp house before you get to the concert lawn there. Actually, right now you'll see it because it's sitting right beside a construction fence with a big sign that says Magnolia Glade coming soon.
Yeah, I love it. What a great landmark.
Yes. But it's right there on the left-hand side on the lakeside, and it's kind of hard to miss right now because all the leaves on the front there are a lovely Sherwood flame, deep wick red.
When I go to garden centers, I see 15 or 20 different kinds of Japanese maples. And folks, please do not confuse red maple, Acer rubrum, with Japanese maple, Acer palmatum, even though I guess probably 80% of the Japanese maples have red leaves. Just depending on the variety, they are the ones that are the understory trees, the Japanese maples are, that grow in shade best and have the little star-shaped leaves. But that varies a lot. Some of them are very finely cut. Tell us your favorites. I see that you have four on my list.
Probably one of my favorite is Siri, which is just the lace leaf green. And I've had some of these in the garden now. I've been there 10 years, and they've been there 20 years, and they actually get a little bit of full sun in the morning and midday and just look like lovely, bright green, fuzzy umbrellas in the garden. But they also turn a beautiful yellow in fall. Bloodgood is the one we've all heard and done and grown for years, but Sherwood Flame is actually an improvement of that with a darker red foliage. It stays a little bit redder during the summer for us. Doesn't contain the color. And then actually my personal favorite in the garden is a little weird one called Oridono Nishiki. And you can find it in retail nurseries. And when you buy it in the nursery, it's variegated pink, cream, and green. And I didn't think it had a chance of lasting in Dallas. And it actually is one of the few that we have no leaf burn any time during the year. In spring, it's a bright red. Summer, it gets the variegation. And in fall, it turns screaming orange. So it's a, kind of a weird one, but it's really my favorite.
What is its mature height?
It's going to top out at about 12, 13 foot.
So it's a good-sized one. I know you have some that are knee-high at maturity, right?
We do. We actually have a Tamabuki, which only is about 18 inches tall, and it's about 7 foot across.
Yeah, an amazing-looking thing. All right, now the one that you said is your favorite, I'm going to spell. Did you spell it correctly on the sheet that you gave me?
I did.
All right. Well, miracles never cease. All right, here it is, folks, because I know you're going to ask me. Get a pencil. Here it comes, or get a pen. It's a capital O-R-I-D-O-N-O. O-R-I-D-O-N-O, second word. I don't know if these are names of people or what they are, but it's capital N-I-S-H-I-K-I. N-I-S-H-I-K-I. All right, Jimmy, now Dallas Blooms is going on, and while they're at Red Maple Reel, they will have experienced Dallas Blooms. They probably won't get to Red Maple Reel in a hurry because there's lots to see. Tell us about it.
Well, we've got 500,000 bulbs in bloom, and I would say right now the garden is at its absolute peak. The tulips, the azaleas, the cherry trees, even some of my forsythian stuff are all still in bloom. It's that kind of magical hour when everything kind of overlaps for one weekend. So I definitely get out as soon as possible to see it.
It's going to be a beautiful afternoon to come out. I think the rain has passed and fresh and beautiful. Tomorrow should be nice. All right. And folks, there's just so much to see during Dallas Blooms. There's so much. You need to go to the website, dallasarboretum.org, to see all that they have and then also to find out all the events that are going on. New member hours start at 7 in the morning. So if you're a member of the Dallas Arboretum, not only can you come back many times at no additional charge for that year's membership, but you can come in 2 hours before the general public comes in, before the peasants all come in. So there you go. There you go. That was said in jest. There you go. All right. And education. You have an educational section of the Dallas Arboretum that brings us some wonderful programming. Tell us.
On April 13th, we have three classes coming up. In the morning, you've got Sustainable Rose Gardening with Al Olson, one of my trial garden and garden volunteers and good friends. He'll be talking all about growing roses here in Texas, and he's a great person for it. Then in the afternoon, you have to choose between rain gardens with Carrie Deberly about how to capture water in your garden and use it for your landscape, and The Power of Perennials with Alan Franz, who's author of Perennials for Texas, and both of those are from 12 to 2.
All right. And all the registration information, everything is available to you at dallasarboretum.org, or you can call the education number. And what is that number, Jimmy?
214-515-6578.
All right. And the main number to the Dallas Arboretum we'll give you in a moment. We'll give your mind a chance to clear from that. dallasarboretum.org is the website. 9 to 5, 7 days a week, including Easter Sunday today. And lots of signage. Jimmy's going to give you directions, and there'll be a lot of signage in the neighborhood showing you where to park and even off-site parking. How do they find the Dallas Arboretum, Jimmy?
We're at 8525 Garland Road, and that's on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. Just take I-30 over to Grand Avenue, go north, we'll be on the left-hand side, or take Garland Road South to Mini Venue, and look for the signs that say Dallas Arboretum.
All right, and then the phone number for more information, 24-hour number.
214-515-6500.
How many volunteers do you have working in your trial gardens?
We have about 12.
About 12, and then there are other volunteers who are driving trams and other volunteers who are working in ticket booths and behind the scenes in the administrative offices and all over the place. Great place to volunteer. My screener today, also a Texas certified nursery professional, Rick Williams, is a volunteer, a docent at the Dallas Arboretum, and just a measure of the quality of the people that you guys have as volunteers. Jimmy, I appreciate you.
Thank you, my friend, and happy Easter.
Oh, happy Easter. Thank you. Jimmy Turner from the Dallas Arboretum, sponsored by Arborological Services. For the finest in tree work, it's Arborological Services. I hope your trees had no damage today. You never know once they leaf out when that damage could happen. You get a gust of a windstorm that comes through. You need to have your trees tended to by the finest in the business. 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. These people know trees better than trees know trees. Plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters on staff. These are college trained, even with advanced college degrees. For example, they have one of their people. Gentleman has a master's degree in plant pathology, specializing in oak wilt. These people know trees. I just keep saying that. They have a tree climbing crew, actually many crews, and their folks have won the Texas State Tree Climbing Championship 21 out of the 31 times that competition has been held, and the other 10 times they have been there loudly cheering on their competitors because they're all about supporting the professionalism of the tree service industry. That's why I always say you want to ask for a certified arborist and to make sure that that is the kind of person that you have working on your trees. One way to be sure is to call Arborological Services. Dallas area number is 972-442-1524. 972-442-1524 in Fort Worth, 817-849-1160. 817-849-1160 on the web, arborological.com, Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc., Twitter, at The Tree Experts. And again, Arborological Services, arborological.com.
Join Neil Sperry on Facebook. That's N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y. And join him right now. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. And we go back to the phone lines to Wayne in Garland. Wayne, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you, and thanks for waiting. How can I help you?
I have a Redford pear tree. Came with the house about 6 years ago. Of course, it died, cotton root rot. About a quarter ways up the tree, there's a lot of green branches. The top of the tree is dead as a doorknob. Can I cut that off and see what it does?
You can cut that off. That probably is not cotton root rot. Cotton root rot leaves no survivors. It kills the plant through the root system, and therefore there's nothing left to come back. You may have had fire blight. You might have had. You may have some kind of decay or problem in the trunk. The problem with Bradford pears is that they typically have very narrow branch angles, and so as they age, those branches push together, and they get a bunch of debris trapped in between the trunks, the branches, and the trees end up splitting. It may be that you have some of that debris going on, and there's been some kind of a sealing off of the water and nutrients to that part of the tree. I don't know. I can't see it, but yes, yeah. You can always trim anything dead off a tree. That's not a problem.
Okay, great. I'll give it a shot and see what happens.
Good luck. Be careful. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right, Misty in Little Rock, you're coming up right after this break. I'll get me back on time here. Misty, stay with me. Then we have open lines. Be on Misty, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Please let me give you the phone number also in just a moment to my magazine office, because we want you to call to order the very special offer that we have going on for you. I had no idea when I tried this about 5 weeks ago that it would go over so overwhelmingly. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of orders of our four posters. The reason is that we're just about giving things away. I'll let you judge. Normally, if you bought our four posters, they would be $10 each plus $2 postage. I'll explain what they are in just a moment. That'd be $48. You're getting them for $34 and $3 postage. So instead of $48, you're paying $37. But you're also getting a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Our magazine is now in its 27th year. It has been recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in the United States. And so you get that almost free. In fact, we almost pay you to take it because you're getting such a savings on the whole deal. $71.95 value for $34 and $3 postage. Now here's to the posters. These are like books that I have reduced to a single 15 by 30 inch heavy card stock full color poster each. And each one of them is a chart with all of the different parameters, the columns of information. And one of the posters is 100 best landscape plants for Texas. That is the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers for the Lone Star State to help you go to the nursery and know exactly what to buy before you ever show up. It'll tell you how tall a plant grows, how wide it grows, so you won't be buying some giant plant and putting it beneath a low window. 100 best annual flowers for Texas. How tall, how wide, what colors, when do they bloom, so on and on and on. 120 best perennials and all of the crepe myrtle varieties. People are writing back to say, I am so glad to get this. I had no idea. We've had so many nice comments. You'll see them on my Facebook page. All right, so you get all of that for only $34 and $3 postage, a $71.95 value, all four of the posters and the magazine subscription. We'll close the office at 11 today. You must call before 11 if you want this offer. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before we close down for the Easter day. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769.
Spring is a time you need to watch for foundation problems. You need to call the best in the business. Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and my call was to Advanced Foundation Repair. They're leaders in their industry. The home inspection is thorough and it's free. Their repairs, if needed, are guaranteed for the lifetime of your house, transferable owner to owner. Call Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. Online, foundationrepairs.com, Advanced Foundation Repair.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that'll prevent insect damage on tall trees? Can't reach the top with your sprayer? Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control kills tree and shrub damaging insects from the inside out. One easy application will kill most insects, and it really does work. An early spring application will prevent insect infestations for up to one full year. There's no spraying, no ladders, no mess, just mix as directed using a bucket or a watering can. Pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub. The systemic insecticide is absorbed through the roots. It'll travel throughout the entire plant. It will not wash off. It's available in quart and gallon-sized concentrate. Bonide Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control can be found at Gatesville Ace Hardware in Gatesville, Agmart in Brownwood, and Harris Nursery in Wichita Falls. Visit Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. And while you're there, download the free Bonide Problem Solver app for your iPhone or Droid, or download it directly to your computer. That's Bonide.com, B-O-N-I-D-E, Bonide.com, Bonide Tree and Shrub Insect Control.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
Dixon Brothers, your best resource for everything aquatic. They work with water, water gardens, koi ponds, swimming pools, water wells, lake fountains, Neil's new fountain, and water tub. Let's come up with a water garden. I'll come up with a better name. Look in your backyard. Is the pool in great shape? A joy to look at. If it isn't, then go to Dixon Brothers with a pool water sample. And they'll help you. They will analyze it. They will tell you exactly what it needs to get your pool back to a sparklingly beautiful blue. Dixon Brothers has great skills on their pool chemicals. Pool Life's professional strength maintenance products are the best value in the Metroplex. And they are available at Dixon Brothers. Not sure what water feature you want to add to your landscape this year? Well, it's easy at Dixon Brothers. Visit the showroom in Mesquite. See firsthand, not virtual, the water features you can enjoy at your home. I worked with Kevin at Dixon Brothers, and he helped me with our garden pool and all of its planning, and it just is going to be fun to get it up and running. Call Dixon Brothers for a service tech to make your equipment woes go away. They're licensed and experienced. They'll do a good job for a wonderful price. Dixon Brothers, the authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Call them at 972-288-7537. For information or directions, they're open 6 days a week. That's 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers at 204 North Galloway. That's in Mesquite. They're one block north of historic downtown Mesquite on North Galloway. Totally worth the drive. It's Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, D-I-C-K-S-O-N. Back to the phone lines. Let's go to Misty in Little Rock, Arkansas. Misty, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for waiting. How can I help you?
When we moved into this house about a year ago, we have azalea bushes all along the front of the house. And I've tried the granular food, like from Walmart or Lowe's, and it doesn't seem to be doing them much good, and they're not doing well at all. They're about 3 foot tall, and they're starting to look very bare. There's not a whole lot of leaves. Some of the leaves look like they're wilting or turning yellow.
Mm-hmm. Are those the older leaves down within the plant, down lower?
Yes.
That's probably last year's leaves that are finally now shedding. Sometimes that'll happen in fall and winter. They'll just shed a few leaves all along, and other times it's when the new growth starts in the spring, or when it should start in the spring.
even all last year, they did bloom once, but even during that time, the leaves just weren't really thick or full. I mean, you can see through these bushes.
Right. Let me ask you a question to start with. I think, having been in Little Rock many times, but never having gardened there, I believe your soils are either neutral or acidic, are they not? I don't know that.
I'm not completely positive.
Okay, you need to make sure that you have a soil that is either neutral or acidic. Acidic is better. East Texas, for example, has very acidic soils. Louisiana, very acidic soils. That's what azaleas need. I think Little Rock is fine. I don't think that's going to be an issue. It sounds to me like either the plants did not have very good soil preparation when they were set out. Did you plant them or did someone else?
No, someone else did. They, like I said, they're very established. They're a little over 3 foot tall, maybe.
All right. Well, my experience with azaleas has always been that they do play out after a period of time. The plants can kind of wear out, especially if we do any pruning of them and try to keep them beneath windows or whatever if we prune them very much. But to the point, the thing that you would use to get more leaves would be nitrogen, a nitrogen fertilizer, just like you would use on turf grass or on shade trees for more leaves. That should be put on right after the blooming time to help them regrow for this spring and summer. If they're old plants that are just exhausted because they have been pruned too many times, or if they're in a lot of shade, maybe more than they were when they were planted, those are other reasons that if they've gotten too dry at a time or two in past summers, the last 2 or 3 years, those are things that could cause them to be weak enough that they don't bloom properly and that they lose a lot of their foliage. Misty, it's hard to know why a plant isn't doing right without seeing the plant, because you have to disprove all of the negatives, and it's awfully hard to do that.
Oh, okay.
Are you...
The nitrogen, do you just put it...
I'd use a granular product and just a good lawn fertilizer. Just make sure it does not have a weed killer in it. Just a plain lawn fertilizer right after they bloom. That's what all of us who grow azaleas should do and do, is to fertilize them with nitrogen right after they finish blooming. Are you by any chance on Facebook?
Yes.
If you will go to my Facebook page and post me a photo, you'll have to do it from a computer, not from a cell phone. But if you'll post me a photo of the plants so I can see a little more, maybe I can help you. It's NEILSPERRY.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'd look forward to that, and I'll remember your name.
Thank you, sir.
I appreciate your call. Thanks. Let's go to a break. I'm not going to do to Jerry what I did last hour. Clinton and Irving, you'll be up next, and then we have another call or two behind him, so stay with me. We have our big segment, our longer segment, where we can get all of you addressed here in just a moment. Covington Nursery, the largest retail nursery in Texas, 18 acres of colorful flowers, vines, shrubs, and trees. Fresh plants arrive daily, so you'll have the very best selection. They've received several types of roses, Altheas, bougainvilleas, crepe myrtles, and some gorgeous newer varieties of hydrangeas. They have a large shipment of Chef Jeff's vegetables, and they've just arrived as well. They have a great assortment of fruit trees, and through today, when you buy three, you get one more free. That's through today, Easter Sunday at Covington's. This special also includes pecan and citrus trees, berries, and grapes. All 12 varieties of red buds available at Covington's on sale 20 to 50% off the regular price. And buy 3 6-inch geraniums, get one more for free. Lots of reasons to go to Covington's this afternoon. Go to Covington's for everything you need to make your yard beautiful this spring. You'll get excellent service from their friendly, knowledgeable team who can assist you in picking the best plants for your landscape. We talked about Japanese maples earlier this hour with Jimmy Turner. Covington's Nursery has an incredible selection of Japanese maples. Go to covingtonnursery.com to learn about their landscape services, to check out their available stock list for plant varieties, sizes, and prices. Covington Nursery and Landscape, independently owned since 1972, open 7 days a week to serve you, including today. 972-475-5888, covingtonnursery.com. They're at 5518 President George Bush Highway, just north, 100 yards north of State Highway 66, Lakeview Parkway in Rowlett. So you're looking for the intersection of Lakeview Parkway, Highway 66, and George Bush Turnpike in Rowlett for Covington's Nursery.
The first local news of the hour, every day. News Talk, 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
In 1972, a small dream born out of a love for reading and recycling was realized, and that one little used bookstore grew into the 115 half-price bookstores in 16 states that we know now. Why, right here in the Metroplex, there are 20 neighborhood stores, and I have been a half-price books fan since they began, and as recently as about 6 days ago when my wife and I redeemed some of our our treasures that we have already enjoyed and wanted to turn back in. We got cash and we bought some more nice gifts to give to our children and grandchildren, some that we kept ourselves. This is the last day to donate new or gently used kids' books to Half Price Books, Half Pint Library. Half Price Books will match each book donated and will distribute the books at a special event later this spring. Shop online at the Half Price Books Marketplace. Save up to 80% off newly released books. HPB Marketplace has titles from more than 20,000 individual sellers from all over the world. They have a helpful staff, great people who enjoy reading and who want to help you. Best of all, almost everything is half the publisher's price or less. That goes for books, but it also goes for music and movies as well. And it works both ways, as I mentioned. Take your enjoyed books that you want to and movies and music and redeem them in at Half Price Books. They'll give you a wonderful value on them, and you have cash. You can either go out to eat on it, or you can reinvest in more treasures to enjoy. There are 20 Half Price Books in the Metroplex. Shop at one or two of them today. Good day to do so. And make sure that you take books in for the Half Price Books Half Pint Library. That's a hard one to say. HalfPriceBooksHPB.com. Time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom. Once again, my friend, here's Jerry Overton.
Thank you, Neil. 64 degrees at 10:33. Lots of questions and few answers in Kaufman County. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic. Our Weather in Touch forecast, we are looking for the slight chance that a shower or thunderstorm might pop up this afternoon, but mainly it's going to be cloudy with a high of 75. Partly cloudy and cooler tonight, down to 55. Tomorrow, sunny and warm with a high of 80. 63 at Fort Worth Meacham, 63 at Love Field, 64 degrees at DFW Airport. Now the 24-hour on-time traffic watch from the ClassicChevrolet.com Traffic Center.
On I-35E southbound at Zang Boulevard in Oak Cliff, police are working with an overturned vehicle. It's on the shoulder of the highway, but still causing some onlooker delays. In Fort Worth, an earlier accident has been moved to the shoulder of I-20 westbound at Campus Drive. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
Authorities investigating the shooting death of an assistant prosecutor in Texas 2 months ago, now investigating the death of his boss. District Attorney in Kaufman County, Mike McClellan, and his wife found dead in their home yesterday. The police chief says they'd been shot and says investigators don't know if the killings are related to the shooting of Mark Hasse in January, but says that can't be ruled out. A blunt description of the North Korean government from the chair of the House Homeland Security Committee. Republican Congressman Peter King spoke on ABC's This Week.
This is not even a government. It's really like an organized crime family running a territory. They are brutal. He is brutal. His father's brutal. His grandfather's brutal.
Meanwhile, one of North Korea's top decision-making bodies now setting guidelines to call nuclear weapons that nation's life, and said they won't be traded even for billions of dollars. Catholics and Protestants have gathered in churches around the world celebrating Easter, including churches in the Middle East, where some Christians feel isolated from their Muslim-majority societies. At a church in Baghdad, some 200 worshipers attended an Easter Mass behind concrete blast walls and a tight security cordon. Again, the high today will be 64. The high today will be 75. It is 64. The WBAP 24/7 Newsroom. I'm Jerry Overton. Now back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, next on WBAP.
All right, let me tell you right now about the great things going on from Dalworth Clean. Clean carpets, easy as that. Isn't that something? You want clean carpets, spring house cleaning, it is your time, and Dalworth is the company to call. You can rely on Dalworth to clean, restore, repair, even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. 32 years I have told you about this wonderful company, and they can do anything you need to any floor type that you have. James Smith began with the finest in carpet cleaning, and they still have that. $29 per area, five areas or more of carpet, deep down Dalworth cleaned. That's great. But beyond that, they can also help you with hardwood floors, with tile and grout, with marble. They can help you with fine oriental rugs. They do all of the floor surfaces that you might have in your home. Call them. Get involved with them. Go to Dalworth.com online and see all of their services. In fact, if you want to replace your floors, they have a shop at home service, or you can go to their storefront, which is a beautiful store at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. That's Dalworth Fine Floors, 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. But you can call them. You can get all of this from one main phone number. They also have Dalworth Restoration and a lot of other services as well. They are an amazing company. Dalworth.com, 214 or 817, Metro 267-8433, 214 or 817-267-8433, or you can go online, again, at Dalworth.com. The next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean.
Tradition, heritage, experience. 90 years of serving North Texas. News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM. WBAP.
I referred somebody to Rubel's Plants at their brand new store just in the last few days. That brand new store is at 3646 Rosemead Parkway, and it is a really special place. This is just a family business. It's just fabulous. Rubel's Plants, ready for the warmth of spring. Plants are blooming. Rubel's Plant Farm had their plants warm and beautiful during the freezing weather last week. And when we talk about greenhouses at Rubel's, we're talking about hundreds and hundreds of greenhouses. They are all ready to plant. Their plants are. All four Rubel's locations, including that newest one, will be ready for you and your plant needs. And they'd love to see you this afternoon. Bring back all your old Color Star jars for discounted refills. It keeps the jars out of the landfill and the plants keep blooming. Their landscape division can deliver and plant all of your new plants. The schedule fills up quickly, so don't wait until the last minute. Call Rubel's now. This is going to be the number for the downtown store, 214-744-9100, and they'll schedule. You can go to rubels.com for more information, but that number will schedule for plantings anywhere in their service area. That's 214-744-9100. The store's, the original Rubel's, is at 601 South Pearl Expressway in Dallas, right in the Farmers Market area. In Lakewood, 7219 East Grand. On Lemon Avenue, it's 6630 Lemon Avenue on the east side of Love Field. Rosemead, 3646 Rosemead Parkway, north of George Bush. Go to Rubels.com for specials, events, and announcements. Rubals. Rubels Plants, where Dallas goes for plants.
Neil Sperry writes for more than 20 Texas newspapers, and his Complete Guide to Texas Gardening is one of America's all-time best-selling gardening references. Once again, here's Neil.
Oh, Mary, travel in from Dixon Brothers. Thank you, my friend. And let's go to Clinton and Irving, who's waited patiently. Clinton, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Neil, I appreciate it. A question I have, sir, is I have a little over 3 acres in Irving, sandy soil. I'm looking for a quality tree and also a fast-growing tree that I can put with it. These are both as a screening, and so that the fast-growing will grow fast enough to allow the quality tree to take over in several years.
All right, and what is your reason for wanting the screen? I don't need specifics.
I'm sitting right there back in my property the state took for 161. Now I'm looking at the freeway, and they're kind of irritating. They took
I'm hearing that, and I understand. Clinton, what I would recommend to you is what I used on my property, and it is a singular recommendation. Unless you're doing a formal landscape back there that will involve beds and really specially prepared things where you could, you know, that's not what you're trying to
do,
right?
No, sir, no.
All right, what I would recommend is a fast-growing screening evergreen tree, and that is Eastern Red Cedar Juniper. That's what I used when I needed privacy as quickly as I could get it. Now, I'm going to give you some quick tips on it. It's the native red cedar that's all over our area. Cedar Hill, Texas is named for it. It looks natural, so it will look like it was there. It will give you the sense that, hey, there isn't a freeway right behind me back there. It's you know, other than if there's any noise that escapes across it. But it's a good sound deadener as well. Eastern red cedars will grow 30 to 35 feet tall and 30 feet wide. I'm going to tell you that I've done this all of my life. I grew up with these plants. I've used them all of my life. Only in the last 10 years have they started being used in urban landscaping very much. They're too big for normal properties, but in your setting, they would be perfect. Here is what I would do. You need to find somebody who has them. Small sizes transplant faster, better, less loss than big ones. You might still be able to dig them, but a week from now, with 80 degrees tomorrow and so on, it'll be too late. If you can find some that are in containers, that would be great. I needed to screen our house from a view that suddenly became available, and I bought some from a neighbor who had them. He was going to mow them down. I paid $1 a tree for these about 15 years ago, and he thought he was stealing from me. And I got knee-high plants. I spaced them 18 to 22 feet apart, zigzag, not in a row. And the reason I did that, if you can imagine a paper fan that a child would fold move air around his or her face, it would be done kind of erratically. They wouldn't be careful, and the little pads of the fan would be different sizes. And you open it up a little bit, that's what you would want with your planting of these red cedars. And the reason for that is that from a distance, from 3 acres away, when you look at them, it will appear that the plants are 10 feet apart, when in reality they're 22 feet apart, because your line of sight, depth of field, isn't going to show up, and it'll look more natural if you do them in a big curve or a sweep across the back of the property. Knee high at planting, water them carefully for the first 2 or 3 years, and they will be 15 feet tall within 3 or 4 years. Water is the whole key to success with them. If you buy a 14 foot tall one, it might be 15 feet tall after 3 years, and you will have spent 10 times as much for it as you did for all of the little ones. So that's why I say it's probably better to go with small to mid-sized ones and have a better chance of survival. The transplant success on big ones is not very good.
Would you suggest I put a sprinkler system out there, run off of it?
A soaker would be fine with emitters around each plant. You just need to make sure that rodents don't chew it, because once they get dry, they're gone. There's a planting on Exchange Parkway in Allen where junipers, not red cedars, but juniors have been used, and they got too dry over the winter, and they've lost a bunch of them. And it's really sad to see that. So you cannot let them get dry, and you want to keep the moisture there so that they'll grow quickly. It's a fabulous screen. People will say, oh man, that's going to just add to the pollen count and cause me all kinds of allergies. These things are everywhere. You're not going to add 0.001% of pollen to the pollen count, so don't worry about that. It's beautiful plants. So I'm through. That's my Sunday morning, Easter Sunday sermon.
Thank you, Mr. Neal.
You can see why I never was ordained. I appreciate your call. Let me go to Beverly in Frisco. Beverly, this is Neal. Good morning.
Hi, and a blessed Easter to you and your family.
Happy Easter to you as well. Thank you.
I bought 2 gallon, about 4 foot tall braided hibiscus, mm-hmm. but they're tight. The roots are tight and they're pot bound. It was only about a week ago.
Okay.
And I'm wondering how to treat those roots. Do I cut them? Do I spread them? Do I do anything to them?
All right, and so you're going to be repotting. How many do you have? You have one plant, or you have more than one pot? Two pots.
And the pots are pretty big. They're they're really big across. They're about 18 inches across.
Okay, that's for a hibiscus, that's not very large. They'll get bigger. What I would do, Beverly, is water them really well, let that drain through, and then maybe 12 or 24 hours later, I would lay the pots on their sides and gently pull the plants out. You probably can pull on the trunks if they're that root-bound. And then I would take a pair of pruning shears, and where the roots, big roots, are encircling the plant around the outside of the pot, I would just cut the roots in half. Just snip here, snip over there, snip up there, five or six or eight places. If on the other hand, it is easier if it's just all small roots, if you have a box knife, a utility knife that you could open up all the way and just slit vertically. Now, mind you, if the pot's on its side, then you're going to be slitting horizontally parallel to, you know, to the ground, but just slit the roots down top to bottom. You remember when you used to slash tires? It's kind of that same technique. And do that three or four places around. You're just trying to break up that encircling growth. You don't have to peel a bunch of the outer soil away. If you want to use your fingers while that soil is moist and just peel maybe a half inch of the soil to loosen it up.
I don't think there's much soil in there. I think it's totally.
Well, then you need to go to a 24-inch pot with each of these immediately and put them in good potting soil.
I think it's a 24-inch pot. When I looked at the pot, it's a huge pot.
Well, then you need to go to the next larger pot size by at least 2 inches.
Yeah, the pot that we're going to be putting it in is very big.
There you go. You'll be fine.
What type of potting soil do we use? And can we plant moss rose at the bottom of that or purslane?
Yeah, you can. I like very much potting soil that is 50 or 60% sphagnum peat moss, 20% pine bark mulch, 10% perlite, and maybe 10% expanded shale to give it a little bit of ballast, a little bit of weight. I don't know if those added up, but something in those rough proportions. I don't know that you'll find any potting soil that's exactly that, but that's what I like the best.
No Miracle-Gro then, right?
Well, I did not get into brands. I just gave you the description if I were mixing it. There are lots of good brands out there, and they're certainly a very fine company.
Yeah, because it said 10-10-10 fertilizer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, Miracle-Gro makes a potting soil. This is the problem with going with brand names as opposed to product identification. Miracle-Gro makes a fine potting soil. They also make fertilizers. And I don't have any problem with either one of them. I didn't know what you were referring to. My mistake.
But okay, Can they overwinter?
Indoors, yes. They're not winter hardy.
No, they're not.
31.9 degrees and they're gone.
Okay, yeah, we brought them in during this freeze.
Yeah, you have to. Well, all right. Hey, I appreciate your call so much. Thank you. All right, we go to Richard. Richard, I got to get my last break in, and then we'll come to you. It won't take long to the other two folks who are behind you. Richard, I can help you. I can help you quickly. That won't be a problem, so hang with me. All right, I need to tell you right now because the time is here. You must call before 11 o'clock today if you would like the best deal we have ever had on our posters. We've done our posters now over the last several years, and you get a chance to get all four of the posters at an incredible price. You're getting all four posters that normally would be $10 plus $2 postage, $48. You're getting them for $34 and $3 postage, but also in this offer is a $23.95 subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. $71.95 value for $37 total, including postage. Now, this is what the posters are. The posters are charts. They're giant wall charts. I have seen them framed. I've seen them framed lots of times. They're attractive, full color, heavy cardstock, suitable for framing if you are so inclined. They're charts, however, and if you were to hang them in the garage, you don't have to frame them for that, but hang them in the garage, you will refer to them every time you get ready to go to the garden center. 100 best landscape plants for Texas. That's the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers. 100 best annual flowers for Texas. 120 best perennials for Texas, and all crepe myrtle varieties, the 120 crepe myrtle varieties. It will tell you on each of these charts how tall, how wide these plants grow, special information about the flower color or the fall color or where they're best adapted, or any special notes you need. Huge amount of information. each of them a 15 by 30 inch detail filled chart. People have written on Facebook, they've written back to me, they've called me, they've said this is a huge help in getting our landscape up and running. And it's all for $37, $34 plus $3 postage. The full year of our magazine on all four posters, $71.95 value. You must call before 11 today. The office will close at 11:00. I've given those instructions. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769.
Since 1983, the experts at Whiskey Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at Whiskey Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they have used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. WhizQ professionals will conduct free how-to classes on Saturday, April 6th, how to build a backyard pond, and on Saturday, April 13th, how to build a paver patio. All classes will start at 10 a.m. each Saturday in the Lifestyle Display Gardens at WhizQ Stone. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Hi, I'm Joel. I'm a recovering addict. Before Serenity, my life at home was really difficult. I would always fight and argue with my dad. Every other day, my mom was crying. Sometimes I wouldn't be home for weeks, months. I realized that life was not only about using and that I could be a good person. I didn't go to rehab for just drugs. I went to rehab for attempted suicide. Recovery is two addicts or two alcoholics talking about how to get better. And that's what we have, is we have alcoholics and addicts talking about how to get better, what's made their lives better, and how they can help you. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-742-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
Miracles happen every day at Serenity High in McKinney. If you are a part of a partnering independent school district, your youngster or grandchild can attend Serenity at no additional charge. All of that information is at serenityhigh.org. There are 15 partnering districts, and take a look. SerenityHigh.org. Bayer Advanced, DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer. Do you have better things to do on weekends other than pulling and killing stubborn weeds? Bayer Advanced has just the right product for you, and it is called DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer. DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer doesn't just kill existing weeds. It lays down a continuous action weed barrier that keeps weeds away for up to 6 months. That's up to 50% longer than the leading brand. It offers a superior value by providing more coverage per package in 1.3 gallon refillable sprayer systems. A spray, you spray not only the existing weeds, but also the areas where you do not want weeds to grow. For spraying smaller areas, use a 24 ounce ready to use spray bottle. DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer can be used on patios, sidewalks, paths, gravel, and along fence lines. Read and follow label directions. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. Bayer Advanced. Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer. To our phone lines, to Richard in East Dallas. Richard, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. My neighbor just bought me four plants of red cherry large tomatoes for Easter. And before I get my fingernails dirty, I wanted to call you and ask you, what's the smallest container per plant that I can put them in?
Okay, what is a red cherry large tomato? Are you talking about red cherry tomatoes or just large transplants, or what are you talking?
I'm looking at it. They're little 12-inch plants, and the sign says red cherry large. That's all.
Okay, I don't know what a red cherry tomato is. The small tomato, doesn't matter. Any tomato variety that you grow needs to be in at least a 7 gallon pot. So that's going to be about an 18 inch pot, 17 or 18 inch pot.
Okay, I've got that. I've got all that.
Yep.
And the reason I don't want to put them in the ground is we got these little Easter bunnies running around here.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, Richard. Have a great day. Thank you, sir. Let me go to Dean in Cedar Hill. Dean, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How may I help you?
Neil, I have a large bed of Asian jasmine in my yard. I'd say it's about 50 by 30, something like that. And I noticed last year that all of a sudden I started getting dead spots in the area, sort of checkerboard. And I noticed that one of my sprinkler systems was not working in that area.
That's what I wondered.
Even in the area where the sprinkler system was working, it's progressing into that area, too.
Dean, you are welcome to contact the Plant Disease Diagnostic Lab at Texas A&M and let them run a culture on some of the plants that are declining. But I am going to tell you, I've been around Asian jasmine since I was 14 years old and sold it in my nursery in College Station, and I have never, ever seen an insect or a disease, not one, on that plant. And as common as it is, if there were insects or diseases, I think I would have run across them by now. Grubworms never bother it very much, but drought does.
Drought does. I have to agree because I've raised Asian jasmine for years and years and years, but sure. I've never seen anything like this.
I just wonder if maybe some of that area got a little beyond where you the bad part, if there is a bad part about Asian jasmine, is that you can't really see drought on it. It doesn't wilt like English ivy does, or many other plants, and so it can be too dry and you're not aware of it, and you water it and assume that all is well, and then a week later you have that tan kind of milk choice. Well, it's lighter than that tan. Uh-huh. Brown color on it, and then you realize, I got a problem. What I would do is mow it and clean it up, and I'd buy some gallon pots and put back in those bare areas, just kind of like putting plugs in a lawn that has some dead spots.
Okay.
I just don't think it's anything other than that. I mean, if you dig around in there and you find that there are 8,000 grub worms in there, then I guess that could be it. I've never seen any damage.
No, I agree.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't have any place to go. I'm done.
Okay. Well,
I'm out of information. Didn't have much to start with. Pat in Colleyville, my last call. I have about 30 seconds. How can I help you?
I have green light product called Scale Away.
Right.
And I want to spray it on a variegated euonymus.
Yeah, you need to wait until the winter time.
Anything to say about temperature on the label?
Well, you need to be very careful. I don't remember that product specifically. If it's an oil spray, you have to wait until it's either dormant, or if it's a summer weight oil, you can use it in the summer. If it's just an insecticide, Pat, then it probably could be used. But this is a really tough time because there's so much new growth on them right now. Read the label carefully. Green light's kind of gone now, so I don't have any more I can help you with. I got to run. Lee Riza, thank you. Rick Williams especially, thank you. Happy Easter. Happy gardening.